אתם עם SBS בעברית.
This week, we're in conversation with Dr. Gregory Levenston, who was awarded the Medal of the Order of Australia for this latest King's Birthday honours. He's a respected general practitioner and former deputy mayor of Woollahra, and Dr. Levenston has been recognised for his dedicated service to the community of Sydney's eastern suburbs. From his work in public health to his leadership in local government, Dr. Levenston's contributions reflect a deep commitment to civic life and social well-being, and we have him with us now on SBS Hebrew. Welcome, Dr. Gregory Levenston, and Mazal Tov.
Thank you very much. I'm happy if you call me Greg. That would be good.
Sure, no problem. So, Greg, how did it feel to receive the news that you'd been awarded the Medal of the Order of Australia?
It was slightly overwhelming and unexpected. It's the most opaque process you'd ever want to know. You're sworn to secrecy. You don't really know what it means to begin with, and eventually you find out. It's wonderful. I mean, the family's loved it. It's made us look back and look at the whole contribution of everyone around me and all part of this journey. So.
And did you receive that email saying that you'd been nominated and that you had to accept?
I got a phone call originally from what I thought was the Governor of New South Wales, who is a friend, and we worked together in Variety. I'm also chairman of Variety, the kids' charity. And it was the Governor General saying that I was being looked at. I thought originally I'd done something wrong. Like
you were picked out of everyone by the Governor General.
Time went by, and I see another saying is still being looked at. And then eventually they explain why I'm being looked at. This was over a number of months. And then you have been chosen. So, And then you ask, will you accept it? Because people sometimes don't. I did.
Greg, tell me, you've worn many hats. You're a GP. You're still a practicing GP. Is that correct?
I am. 50 years this year in medicine.
That deserves its own congratulations. Oh, wow.
Specialties, paediatrics and men's health. It's been a terrific career that's morphed into looking after people that look a lot like me now. quite interesting. I'm also deputy chair of the local health district board, so I look after 9 hospitals and 16,000 staff, and that's part of a circle. These are hospitals I worked in originally that I'm now helping to look after. So
which parts of your public service are you most proud of?
Being a doctor and enjoying myself and having made a decision at 17 and pick something I've always wanted to do and continue to enjoy. That's just luck. And I'm very lucky in that regard. I totally enjoyed it. I've been Grand Master of Freemasonry in New South Wales and across Australia. And that allowed me to work in men's health with Jeff Kennett out of Victoria. And Beyond Blue, we ran many formal tutorials across Australia for men and women. The 210s and the 220s. A friend of mine was in politics, state politics, and I thought I'd give him a hand with some of the heavy lifting, so I went into local government, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Local government is a lot like being a GP. Mm. You actually deal with people face-to-face with problems that affect them every day. I've enjoyed that.
Your work has spanned health and local government, do you see a link between both of those fields when it comes to serving the public?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of my qualities, I guess, is that I can listen and connect people and sort out relatively minor problems, but they're major for them. I think there's lots of parallels in that area. That's why I enjoy it.
At this point, I also have to bring up the fact that you were a drug and alcohol counsellor at the Kobe Clinic between 1997 and 2020. What was that like? That's a long service that you had with them. What would you do there? And tell me about that.
Kobe is a private methadone clinic. It wasn't in the public hospital system, but it's private. So I took on a small number of clients or patients. I prefer to call them patients. Probably 50 or so at any one time. Under the process of harm minimization, I tried to make their life easier and more productive and less intrusive. And I think over time, that's what we did. Lots of these people got their lives back. And were fruitful and useful and, lived a good life.
Greg, you've served on health boards and community councils. So what advice would you give to young people looking to make a difference in their own communities?
Know yourself first and get out there and do something. I came from a public high school whose motto was take but give back. And I think once you've taken enough time, you start giving back. But be true to yourself. Get into areas that you enjoy working in and get going.
You sound very modest there, because I think you've excelled at giving back. So, Greg, were there any mentors or role models in your life that inspired you and your path in service?
I think my father and mother. Dad was a Mason. I applied for Freemasonry because Mum said if you asked your father about it, they worked together as a team. Dad was on the foundation board of Cremorne Synagogue in 1960. He'd only arrived in this country a couple of years before that. I think it was a family myth that he was the only one on the board who could speak English. Most of them at that stage were from probably Eastern Europe or Hungary or whatever. Dad's English was Irish, so I'm not totally sure about that story, but he was already working for the community. There are many people, role models for me. The rabbis at the Emmanuel Synagogue are good friends for 40 years, and we've often talked about these sort of issues. So I feel comfortable doing what I do.
Are you still close with the rabbis at Emmanuel Synagogue?
Oh, yeah. Jeff Cannon's bat mitzvah, my elder daughter. Jackie Minio, bat mitzvah, my younger daughter. It's the one area that I haven't actually... Because I enjoy governance and administration. I wanted to get more of those skills than just general practice. But it's the one area that I hadn't got onto that particular board. I'm probably busy doing my health things. But it's still an area that we talk together quite often and support each other in the decisions that we make.
Greg, final question. How are you planning to celebrate this honour? Are you going to be celebrating with your family or your friends or community?
I try to keep it low-key, but I do enjoy everybody getting on board and enjoying it with me. Tonight I've got a variety meeting. We're determining scholarships, which I put in the position about 10 years ago around Australia, and I thank them for that. The family has been really supportive. They're looking forward to going. We have a presentation ceremony at Government House in September. I'm not sure how many can go, but they're all lined up to go.
Wonderful.
And yet we've got lots of work to do. So.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Dr. Gregory Levinston, thank you so much for joining us on SBS Hebrew.
Thank you for the invitation. I've enjoyed the chat. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.